Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Welcome back to the show. It's Todd Zwillick filling in for John Hockenberry today. Talks ended on Friday in New York, aimed at finding a new strategy for ending the five-year-old civil war in Syria. They produced a new plan in the UN Security Council.
Everybody understands that in January, we hope and expect to be at the table and be able to implement a full ceasefire. And that means all the barrel bombs would stop, all the bombing, all the shooting, all the attacks.
But in order to achieve even those ambitious goals, the divide between Russia and the United States, European states, and Saudi Arabia has to be bridged. And our next guest says that Iran also has a critical role to play here, and that after the success of this year's nuclear deal, Iran is more willing than ever to engage. Joining me now is Saeed Hussein Mousavi, a former nuclear negotiator for Iran, who is now a research scholar at Princeton University. Professor, welcome.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me today.
Very good to have you. A lot of Americans might be skeptical when they hear that argument I just mentioned, that Iran is now more willing than ever to engage and be productive when it comes to Syria. What makes that so?
The Syrian talk practically began in 2012 without Iran presence. They had many meetings, two major meetings, Geneva 1, Geneva 2. They all failed because it was in the absence of Iran. Actually, the first time Iran participated was after the nuclear deal at the end of October 2015. And the first principles agreed between the regional and international powers, it was exactly in that meeting. And I believe without Iranian presence, they could not have achieved such an agreement on the principles, number one.
What does Iran want from a resolution here? We've heard so much about competing interests. The United States, of course, has said that Bashar al-Assad must go. We all know that he's a very important client to Iran and a key to their regional influence. So what does Iran want here, and can it be resolved with what the United States wants?
The key issue is the priority issue. For Iranians, cleaning Syria from terrorists is the priority issue. I still don't know whether really for the U.S. Assad is the priority issue, but if still Assad is the priority issue, Assad must go. Therefore, here is the difference. Iranians, they believe 70% of Syria is occupied by terrorists. Terrorists have occupied Iraqi land, 30%, something like that. This is Al-Qaeda, this is ISIS. They are responsible for all terrorist activities in Europe, in U.S. since 9/11, Paris, Madrid, London, and the last one was in California. Therefore, from Iranian point of view, the priority is to fight and to eradicate terrorism first. Second, on Assad, definitely Assad is not the red line for Iranian. For Iranians, they believe the nation of Syria should decide about its president and a new constitution in a free election supervised by United Nations. Iranians, they say, it is not correct. We sit in United Nations in New York or in Vienna and decide about Syrian nation, who should rule Syria, who should stay, who should must go. It is for the Syrian nation to decide. And Iran definitely would support a free election supervised by United Nations for the Syrian nation to decide about their president.
So it would be Iran's view then that a removal of Assad from Syria might create the kind of vacuum that is now blamed on the chaos in Iraq. In other words, removing the strong leader and creating a vacuum that can cause more terrorism. The United States would say Iran would exert an enormous amount of influence in that vacuum.
Look, we have Libya model. The U.S., NATO, and the U.S. Arab allies attacked Libya, Iran was not involved at all on Libyan case. They removed Gaddafi, and Libya is in a total mess. And neither the U.S., nor Europe, nor NATO, and nor U.S. allies, they cannot do anything about Libya. Libya is practically dead, completely collapsed. Are they going to repeat the same mistake in Syria? The only real force which is fighting ISIS and the terrorists is Assad with its military and security establishments. Removing Assad means bringing ISIS to control whole Syria. Is it really the objective? Or we should cooperate even with Assad, Russia, Europe to fight a terrorist to clean Syria and then to bring all Syrians back to their country and to have a free election.
New peace talks in the UN Security Council have provided a framework for a possible political settlement to end the 5-year civil war there. Saeed Hussein Mousavian, former nuclear negotiator for Iran, says Iran must be dealt in for that framework to work. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.